Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Folklore, Food and Fairy Tales. This is the last of our episodes that's just going to contain the story. I'll be back in September with a brand new episode, which we have our usual format, explaining something about the story, talking about the food and the recipe involved as well. I will also shortly be releasing a little explanation about the bonus episodes that will also be coming out in September. I'm very excited about these and I hope you will be too. Today's story is The Magic Cane, The Gold Donkey and The Little Stick That Hits, from the Great Treasury of Sicilian Folk and Fairy Tales, collected by Laura Gonzenbach. I'll have more to share with you about Laura Gonzenbach in the next episode, but in the meantime, if you're listening comfortably, then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a poor bricklayer who had a wife and a lot of children, and he couldn't earn enough money to support them. One day, when they were crying out of hunger, and the poor man had no work and no foreseeable work for the future, he said to his wife, "I'm going to have to set out across the country. Perhaps I'll find work somewhere else and I can bring you all back some money and food." So he set out on his way and wandered about some more, and when he'd gone quite a good distance, he came to a mountain. All at once he saw a very beautiful woman, who was quite out of place in the scenery, but who walked towards him and said, "You don't have to wander any further, because I am your good fortune, and I'm going to help you." He was really surprised by this, but not one to turn down good luck and good fortune. He listened to her. She gave him a magic cane as a gift and said, "Whenever you want to eat, you just have to command this cane. Everything your heart desires will be sound before you in seconds." The bricklayer didn't know how to start thanking the unknown beautiful woman, but he tried his best and he headed home in a cheerful mood. Because it was already dark, he could not make it all the way home and he had to spend his night in a tavern. So he ordered a table be brought before him and hit the table with a cane. "What's your command?" the cane asked. "I want a plate of macaroni, roast beef, salad and a really good bottle of wine," he said. And all of a sudden everything was on the table before him and he ate and ate until he was so full. Then he thought, "Now I have everything I need for the rest of my life." However, he wasn't very wise, and he wasn't very careful, and he wasn't very discreet. And the tavern keeper and his wife had seen everything, and when the bricklayer was fast asleep, the tavern keeper crept softly into the room, stole the magic cane, and replaced it with an ordinary one. The next morning, the bricklayer set out on his way very early, without breakfast, and soon arrived home. "Haven't you bought us anything at all?" his wife asked. They were still crying with hunger. "I've brought something with me that's better than anything I can buy in the shops," he added. "Quick, set the table." When the table was set, he hit it with a cane and cried out, "I want macaroni, roast beef, salad and wine for myself and my family." He was a bit stuck on that meal, but nothing appeared. No matter how much he called out for macaroni and called out for roast beef and commanded for wine, nothing happened. And his wife began to weep, because she thought, on top of everything else, her husband had become crazy. In turn, he said, well, let it be. I've got to go into the countryside again." So he set out and wandered until he came to the mountain and found the beautiful woman who was still there. "You've lost the cane," she said. "I know that already, but I'm going to help you again. Take this donkey, and when you want it, place on a piece of cloth. It'll spew forth as much money as you want." So the bricklayer took the donkey, thanked the woman and went home, thinking, well, if anything's true, at least I'm up a donkey. As last time, however, it had become dark and he had to spend the night in the same tavern as he had before. He ordered everything his heart desired, and after he'd eaten a full meal with wine, he asked for a sheet, took the donkey into his room and set it on the sheet. Then the donkey spewed forth money until he stopped it. The tavern keeper's wife observed all this through the keyhole, because he had at least tried to be more discreet this time. And when the bricklayer was sleeping, though the tavern keeper crept inside, took the gold donkey away and replaced it with an ordinary one. Early the next morning, the bricklayer was delighted to set out on his way home and began calling to his wife from a distance. "Today I'm bringing you something even better than all the magic canes in the world. Spread out a bed sheet and you'll see something you've never seen before in your life." His wife did just as the bricklayer had commanded her to do, but when the bricklayer placed the donkey on the sheet, it did not spew forth any money, and it did spew forth a lot of other things. And the bricklayer scratched his head and thought, "What's going on here? I'm certain the tavern keeper and his wife have played a trick on me." His wife began to weep. "Still no food, and now all this donkey mess to clear up." He told her to be quiet, which I feel was quite rude, But anyway, he said, I've got to get back on my way. I've got to seek my fortune one more time. So he went away again. And when he came to the mountain, the beautiful woman was still there and said, so you've also lost the gold donkey. I knew it. This will be the last time I'll help you. Take this little stick. And when you say little stick, start hitting. It'll keep hitting until you call. Oh, little stick, enough's enough. The bricklayer took the stick. Thanks, the beautiful woman, profusely, and thought, with this I can regain my magic cane and my gold donkey. But before I do this, I just want to see how strong its power is. Little stick, start hitting. As soon as he said this, the stick began beating his back, so he quickly yelled, oh, little stick, enough's enough, and the stick became quiet again. As evening approached, he came to the tavern once more. The tavern keeper and his wife were speaking with one another. Here comes the same bricklayer, and he's certainly bringing another magic thing with him. But the bricklayer called out, little stick, start hitting. The stick started beating the tavern keeper and his wife, and all at once they started screaming, get it off us, get it off us. But the bricklayer answered, not before you give me back my magic cane and my gold donkey. They were very reluctant, but the stick kept on hitting them. So in the end, they ran and they fetched the cane and the donkey, and the bricklayer called out, oh, little stick, enough's enough. And suddenly the stick stopped beating the tavern keeper and his wife. Early the next morning, the bricklayer set out on his way home once again. When his wife saw him coming, she called to him, are you bringing us a dirty donkey again that'll make the entire room a mess? I just wish you wouldn't ever come home again. The bricklayer was dismayed when he heard that, but he did really feel he deserved it. And he asked his wife if she wouldn't mind setting the table. And she agreed to do it. And then he hit the table with a cane. What is your command? Asked the cane. The bricklayer asked for a beautiful lunch for himself and his family. There was the roast beef, there was the macaroni, there was the salad, there was bread, there was cheese, and many, many other good things. And everyone sat and ate with delight. They'd been so hungry, and this is the first time they'd ever been full. After the meal, the bricklayer said, now spread out the bread sheet, dear wife. She did this with a little bit of hesitation, but the cane had worked this time, so she was hopeful for the donkey. And when the donkey stood on it, the animal spewed forth as much money as they wanted. From then on, the bricklayer lived with his family in joy and splendour, and they didn't lack a thing. And they were even generous with their neighbours. However, this didn't stop the neighbours becoming jealous and wanting maybe some of that fortune that the bricklayer had got, which they couldn't work out where it had come from. So they went to the king. Your Majesty, they said, there is a bricklayer who was always on the verge of dying, and now he's suddenly become a rich man. Something's wrong here. The king, who didn't have much else to do, ordered his servants to bring the bricklayer to him. But the man said, little stick, start hitting, and the stick beat all the servants, who ran back to the king and complained that the bricklayer had them all flogged. The king was furious. He didn't think anyone should be able to beat his servants but himself, and he gathered together his soldiers and marched them to the bricklayer's house. During this time that it had taken for the servants to return to the king, the bricklayer had gone for a walk and met a man with a three-cornered hat, who was very odd to look at. What a strange hat you've got on, the bricklayer said. Yes, the man said. Maybe strange, but it's got its own special qualities. When I turn it, it shoots from all three corners and no one can resist it. I've got a little stick, the bricklayer said, and when I say to it, little stick, start hitting, it beats all the people around me until I tell it to stop and say, little stick, enough's enough. The man was very curious about that. He said, you know what, let's get your stick and my hat and let them fight one another, and whoever wins gets both of them. So the stick and the hat fought against one another, and the bricklayer won. Took the hat and went home very delighted with himself. No sooner did he arrive at home than the king appeared with his soldiers. They wanted to take him prisoner, but he turned around his hat, so it shot from all three corners and hit all the soldiers. When the king saw how invincible the bricklayer was, he promised to leave him in peace. The bricklayer put his hat on firmly and said, if you don't disturb me, I promise you that I shall come to assist you with my little hat and my stick whenever you have to go to war. And the king had to be happy with this, although he wasn't that happy, but he went away all the same. From then on, the bricklayer was not disturbed and lived a glorious life. And whenever war erupted, he went to help the king, so the king was always victorious. In the end, they remained rich, unconsoled, while we just sit here and continue to get old. And that is the end of my tale. And I hope it pleased you, gentle listener, for it had no other purpose. And with that, we come to the end of this week's episode. I'm really looking forward to sharing with you my surprise about the bonus episodes and also the next full episode with folklore and food, as well as just the tale. Remember, if you enjoy the podcast, if you review it or give it stars, I like number 5, for example, then other people will hear more about it. I really look forward to welcoming you back to the next episode, and thanks again for listening to Folklore, Food and Fairy Tales.